is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go, final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Friday, here in the big city, as we carry on with our wayward son, Jerry Rocha, who is in L.A., but it always graces us with his presence when he's in H-Town. He is here for the weekend doing some shows. We told you a little bit about that, and that's a perfect time to tell you. ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab at the top of the page for The Usual Suspects. The menu will pop down. You'll get the hours you missed of today's show. Catch up on what you missed. As part of that, we not only previewed where Jerry's going to be this weekend, but talked about a lot of other stuff. And while you're on the front page of 975.com, then just make sure you follow the directions to download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere you go.
Awesome.
Do it.
That's great. Yeah, come on. What are you waiting
for? There you go.
Somebody said they were traveling to where to go. Damn it, I lost. Oh, Alex Villanueva. He said he is on a road trip to Orlando for his son's taekwondo.
Wow.
Okay. In the USL.
And listening.
So good luck to Alex.
Good luck to Alex.
His son.
Good luck and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Roid up your kid. Walk away there a winner.
That's right.
Walk away
Sweep
a winner.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. Roid the kid up. He'll He'll crush it.
You're volunteering to be the drug tester, so yeah, you'll look over
test.
The urinal
the
and say,
way.
No, he's clean. This kid here is clean. He's clean.
He
did it.
Have you, you don't have to answer this, but you do. Have you ever done LSD?
No.
You haven't?
No. Okay. Can I tell you my one drug story?
Yes.
Since we went there?
Please.
All right. I only do weed to help me sleep.
Sure. Me too, Jerry. I
only
read Playboy for the articles.
I thought it was glaucoma.
My bad. It's glaucoma. I've got arthritis and glaucoma. And that's the only reason I smoke weed. So, okay.
Here's why. I'm sure you've heard of the dabbing. What is
known
as dabbing?
Yeah,
I did that for the first time. Yeah, oh yeah,
no
the weed
not the
dabbing.
Dance. Okay, the
not
yes, that. The weed.
No,
dabbing.
not the Cam Newton. This is it's like this.
It's an oil, right?
It's oil. It's like a blob that's like the size of like half a dime. It's a dime.
Okay,
it's just blob. And a buddy of mine, we were hanging out with my girlfriend. I was doing a show at a casino in L.A. He drove up because him and his wife live in Phoenix. He's like, oh, I hadn't seen him in ages. He goes, let me come up. And he goes, hey, I'll bring some weed. And I was like, hey, you and my girlfriend have fun. And then he's like, no, man, come on, dab with me, bro. I drove all the way out here. You need a blowtorch. Like, it's crack, right? And he puts a blowtorch on this glob of full concentrated THC.
Yeah.
I took one hit, and I was like, okay. And I didn't feel anything. For like 30 minutes. And I'm there, and you know, the three of us are just talking. It's a giant hotel room. They set you up at this place, right? And we're just talking. I'm just sitting down, and then it just hits me. And I'm like, oh God. And I'd never been that high. And I was like, this is what I was thinking. I'm like, this is happening. Like, right. I'm watching my girlfriend and my friend talk like now, but like, 500 years in the future and like 500, it's like all happening, man. And then like, I was like, and then he left. He's like, I'm going to go to my room and sleep. And I look at my girlfriend. I lie down. I'm like, honey. She's like, what? I'm dead, aren't I? She's like, what? Like, I died. I'm a ghost.
You thought you were dead?
I'm a ghost haunting this room. And she's laughing. She's like, you moron. You're fine. She would like, she could have played basketball. She's so seasoned when it comes.
She did
like eight hits, and she was juggling. You know, it was fine with her. And then it gets even worse. I'm like, and then I was like, all right. So I was just so high, and then so for about half an hour, she had to babysit me, just thinking I was dead.
Yeah,
thinking I was dead. She's trying not to laugh,
and I died,
and then. Then she goes to take off her makeup, wash up, and then she's coming for bed. And I just go, okay, look. I just pipe up. I'm like, here's how the sitcom starts. This 500-pound woman comes in and goes, this is your baby, Jerry. And then I, for The next hour and a half, I act out 10 years of a sitcom, and I'm laughing like it's the funniest thing that's ever happened. And then, like, okay, and then, like, I'm like, and then the actor who plays the dad, he quit, so we got to kill him off, and everybody cries. And she's like, what are you doing?
I hate you so much.
Yes. Did you have a show that night?
No, I'd already finished. Okay. Thank God. Oh, yeah, yeah. God. She was like, you're never ever doing that again. That's it.
Do you remember the sitcom? Like, are you like, you know, I could do something with that?
I was thinking about it. Like, I could do this. I could do this. It could happen.
I'm the same way as you are. Like, I can't get high and drive. I don't know how people function. Like, they get high and drive. They get high and go do things. And I'm like, nope. I get high. I do something really stupid. Yeah. Like, try to mobile deposit $40 in cash. Two 20s, I tried to mobile deposit. Or just pass out and go to sleep. Like, I can't.
Do you know what my girlfriend does? Mm-mm. She takes 5 hits of her massive, potent pen before she goes to the gym to do Zumba.
No way.
Insane. I don't know how she... I mean, I think it's because she's 6'2". I think that's why.
Damn.
Like, literally. Yeah. Like, she's this 6'2". I lucked out. She was a former model. And then I just think she's just like, please.
What year did she lose her sight?
Yeah, I know, right? I feel bad. Every day I'm like, wait a minute. Like,
she's going to figure it out. Maybe she's just always stoned and she doesn't know.
Yeah, that's what it is. I keep feeding it. Like, no, honey, need more weed. She's stunning. She's great.
Wow.
Former model. Now she does HR. And, like, she's just, yeah. Can just sit there.
Can't do it.
And then
I have a friend that can do it.
Ah,
he functions really well.
I was
going to
say, have you heard of this, Nick? Either one of these things.
What, dabbing? He knows about
the dabbing.
Come, he knows all about
Nick
it.
Has to know about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know dabbing, yeah.
Did you think, when you dabbed, Nick, did you think you were a ghost watching?
I did not.
You were haunting the room you were in?
But I've seen him when he's under the influence,
and
so I know.
Oh,
yeah. We did a remote at a beach, and then I got so stoned. We had a whole group.
Yeah.
And of interns and other things.
Yeah. No, listeners. People that worked at the station.
Oh my God.
And then I just went into a Forever 21 and got lost. And saw Nick. Now, mind you, I was with Nick.
Oh, that's great.
On the trip. And then I see Nick in the Forever 21. I was like, what are you doing here? He was like, bro, where you wandered off? I was like, huh? Oh, yeah, I'm not good at it
That's
at all.
Amazing.
You also face planted with a part timer on your back.
Yeah, I was one of the interns. She was like, I was so drunk. I wasn't even high at that point. I was just drunk.
That's amazing.
It ate it into the sand, and she fell and headed, and it was bad.
The entire bus was waiting on Barry. And one of the sales guys was like, Nick, aren't you the producer? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, produce Barry right now.
He needs it.
Where is he? He's stoned walking around a Forever 21 just for no reason.
Oh, there was a reason you were looking for t-shirts.
Hey, now. Don't.
Nick, have you ever heard of getting high and going to the gym?
Yeah.
Seriously?
My girlfriend could get mega high and call a 2-minute drill to perfection.
See?
Just hand her the chart. Okay, here's what we're going to do this play. We're gonna like, okay, all right. Like, we're doing that. No, we're not doing that play. We're doing that. And next thing you know, you win. How did she do this?
I can't function. Because I feel like I'm either, I don't have like a middle ground. Like a lot of people that do it all the time, they know, okay, if I just do this, I'm going to get a little high.
Right.
I'm either nothing or stoned out of my mind and can't function. Right. There's no in between for me. And I'm so jealous of the people that get.
That's amazing.
It's
amazing.
I'm like,
how do you do this? If I drove a car, me and 8 other people would be dead. There'd be no way. Yeah. There's no way. I can't get near that.
So now you do it to go to sleep,
and
right?
It knocks me out, bro.
Okay.
Hey, dude.
Right.
Oh, my. I get back from the gym. I just take an edible.
There was only way to chart your dreams.
I play some video games, and boom, it's over.
See, that's me. I just get high to go to sleep.
Yes,
that's it.
It is the best. It is.
Well, I mean, not here
never
because it's illegal.
It here, is it? Are they? They're never going to do it, are they?
I don't know. At some point, it's going to be legal everywhere. Has to be.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too much money to look at Colorado, the dough they have now because of all this.
Right.
Like,
I wanted to do was look up crime rates from the time it was legal to the time it wasn't.
In Colorado, I bet.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you would, and even in California, you would think that the crime rate would go down just because the arrests for weed would go down. Sure. But I'd be interested to see how much more.
Like, I'm not gonna
the former Heisman Trophy winner, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
As well as some of the other, I think Klobuchar is saying that if they are elected, they want to make it legal nationally.
Why not? the money this country would make. I mean, it's like, and it's not like, we're not talking about all the people who, we're not saying heroin.
No, or crack.
You know what I mean?
Or,
yeah. It's not like, hey, we're going to make coke legal. Like, no, it's just this. It's, you know, it's like, it's, is it really?
So you've never done LSD?
No.
And you've, Joel, no. Yeah.
I you've know. Dabbled?
No. No, he never. He, I don't even think he's ever
you
been
and high. Dropping
and then we were making lampshades yeah. out of people's asses. Yeah. That's the way we were doing it. It was just it was a weekend.
That was a party.
It was a really wild weekend.
And the whole time you're like, wow, this is a real bunny. And he's like, yeah,
Bender,
it's
Bender,
a bunny, it's Joel. A bunny.
The Bender was just getting the skin to cover the upholstered seat.
Now, Nicholas, have you ever done?
I have not.
Okay.
Not
I have not either. Some lady did 55 milligrams of LSD
that
in a powder
like
form.
Too much.
You're supposed. The average dose is 0.1 milligrams.
She did. She lived to tell about it.
And she thought it was coke, and snorted 55 milligrams of LSD. She blacked out and vomited for the next 12 hours. And then for the next 12 hours after that, she threw up, but she said she was just really high. And then it cured her Lyme disease. And that was the whole point, is they were like, so this lady overdoses on LSD and it got rid of her Lyme disease.
Would you do it? Would you do it right now?
I'd say
you got some terminal.
As long as you're guaranteed you're not going to die.
You're guaranteed you're going to cure. Like, look, this full-blown AIDS is gone if you just snort.
Yes, I would.
You have to.
To get rid of my AIDS, I would totally do that.
You have to, right?
Now, I've always been like, I've never done coke. I've never done LSD because I've always been scared to do that stuff. Like, it just.
Of course.
I don't know. You always hear the stories about people on LSD jumping out of windows. And
right.
I'm like, I don't want
to
be that.
Well, here's the thing. To me, it. All right. Let me just put it this way. Sex. I'm good. Once I've experienced a climax in sex, I don't need to get higher. Like, I'm good. That is the best feeling.
You're like,
there's
bad.
No need to
pretty
put
good.
A belt around my neck the next time it happens. Like, I am A-okay. I don't need anything. And I always wonder, like, who came up with that? What guy was like, you know, this is fine and all, but can you maybe try choking me, see what happens?
Have you
then?
Listened to our show all week?
No.
Because we're trying to figure out toe suckers.
Toe suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had all these stories and all these people that are into toe sucking.
Again, Joel specifically. If you gave me money,
big time toe sucker.
If I was guaranteed like 4 months rent, I might suck a toe. Or if my girlfriend is like, hey, you know, I'm really into this.
Well, yeah, like there's got to be certain, like for we all agree there are certain Hollywood stars.
Right.
That you were like, yeah, I'd suck her toe.
Listeners said if they were guaranteed of getting with Selma Hayek and she wanted her toe sucked, they'd do it.
Well, of course. But you're talking special once in a lifetime
occasions. Randomly, just, you know, some random chick you meet at the club.
Right, exactly.
You're willing to take athlete's tongue for the consequences.
No way. Yeah,
okay.
No.
I don't know.
It's just asking. I mean, yeah, again, I have to really love them. If I really loved them, sure. Or
if
it was
asked,
just like, this is going to be the hottest girl I've ever been. You know, yeah, she was like, look, prerequisite, you got to suck my toes. Sure.
Like, okay.
Butt stuff? Nope. Sorry. I will just regret that. I'll walk away. I'm good. That's where
3 o'clock
pickup
line
is the line.
We'll be back with more. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show on an FBI Friday. It's the usual suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio at Gal Media. And our good friend Jerry Rocha in town doing some comedy this weekend. Joining us, as we always love catching up with him. We are spanning the globe again, running the gamut of topics and things to talk about.
Yes. ComedyHubHTX.com.
Tonight and
Go
tomorrow.
Get tickets tonight and tomorrow. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
Can't come tonight.
Sorry.
But I'll be hanging out tomorrow. Whether I get to go up or not, I talked to the dude and I was like, "Hey,
what do you
say?" He was like, "Oh, I'd already booked somebody." I was like, "No problem.
Come on by, we'll see."
Yeah, and then he was like, "I maybe can throw you a guest spot." I was like, "Look, I'm coming no matter what, so don't worry about it." But I wanted to get all the info to promote it. So comedyhubhtx.com, Comedy Hub Houston on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Stay abreast because they bring in a lot of
the rec
cool names.
See, Drew, you can say stay abreast. You just can't say the word you use.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not on a satellite radio. Yes. Nick doesn't want to use his reflexes that quick.
Was amazing. Did you see how quick he was on that?
He works with us on a daily basis.
Right. So. Do you train? Are you at home?
No, just like, I do not train.
Just playing all these like.
Believe me, I've let a few slip with Barry in studio. Oh.
He's trying to get me fired. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. We were talking about a lot of different things, but we were talking about the Astros scandal too, and the fact that you look at it from the perspective of now. The one thing I actually did a video for SportsMap, our website, that said, "Look, you can get blue check marks to show that you're legit as someone on Twitter, but there's nothing to verify that what you put out there is legit.
Of course.
Whether you alter the video,
the
quotes, or whatever." And now the perception is they didn't just cheat in 2017; they cheated 17, 18,
their whole
19,
playoff run, since,
right? Everything. Yeah. And even a guy that was on the roster last year, Garrett Cole, who went to the Yankees, who's come out and said, "We did nothing last year,
right?
Fair and square. We were, you know, whatever it was, eight outs away from being world champions." People don't want to hear that.
They don't. Because everybody loves to point out the shot off Chapman.
Yeah.
And that look on Chapman's face of like, he knew it, didn't he? You know, that look of like, he knew what was coming, that weird grimace on Chapman's face. Everyone wants to believe.
He literally couldn't believe it.
Right. That he was like, thinking that guy must have known what was coming. That's a narrative that has been creative.
And Harold Reynolds broke it down, though. Harold Reynolds actually went on MLB Network and said, "Listen, I went back and just wanted to look at it from a baseball perspective.
Right.
Just if I were a hitter at the plate, how would I have approached that at bat?" He said, "Jose Altuve approached that same at bat like any other major leaguer.
Right.
He walked Springer in the previous at bat. Yeah. Then he starts off with two fastballs out of the zone because he couldn't control it. That's six balls in a row.
Right.
So, of course, he's going to lay in a breaking ball." So he does. Altuve takes it to get a look at it, spin and everything else, release angle. Next pitch, he hangs the same breaking ball.
Boom.
Gone.
Yeah,
he said that is a typical major league at bat.
That's just a good hitter.
But the problem is nobody wants to hear that.
Right. Nobody wants to believe.
And you know that. I mean, you're not an Astros fan, but people don't want to hear
it,
right?
Once you've created that narrative, they don't want. And you know what I think needs to be talked about more? That everyone's still enjoying having the Astros as the villains, right? But what's his face? Ortiz going after the guy who ratted
Mike
everyone
Fires.
Out.
Mike Fires.
It's like, oh, why do you care? You know what I mean? What do you wear? That's like, beware of anybody who's like, "Hey, enough with these women ratting out Harvey Weinstein." You're like, "Oh, yeah? What are you worried about?" You know what I mean? Like, why is Ortiz, he sticking his nose in this?
Why are we still waiting to hear the punishment of the Red Sox?
Dude, because here's the problem with the Red Sox. Okay. Look, if we're going to talk about this, I think if anyone, obviously Cora should get hit the hardest out of anybody, right? And they still haven't announced. Have they announced?
No, that's what I'm saying. We're still waiting.
And the Red Sox, you're going to tell me they didn't know what he was bringing to the table when they hired him?
Sure.
Come on. Like that, to me, you're extra guilty. You knew what was happening, and you're like, "Oh yeah, we'll take that."
Of course,
like, that's a little. I don't know,
but
like,
if Cora
Yankees
was
and Beltran,
if,
same thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, but there again, it behooves the league to at least kick the tires on, because when the one article says when he got to Houston, he said, "Oh, you guys are really behind the times." Well, the three previous years he was with the Yankees,
right?
So before you start, you know, sitting in glass houses throwing stones, Yankee, we want to know. We just want to know. And the other thing from a baseball perspective is they're now saying they're going to go team by team. So after the Red Sox, there's a rumor out there there's up to eight teams that were into this deeply. But they're going to go one team at a time?
Right.
Well, great. Then in 2025, we'll be getting to the eighth team.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And look, no offense to him, but I mean in this way, but you can't tell me that Cora was like some soul Jimmy Neutron who figured this all out. You know what I mean?
He's smart. He ain't that smart.
Yeah, come on. You know there's other teams who are all like, "Oh, come on, punishment's fine. Let's just move on." You know? Like,
yes.
Okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Come on, guys.
Same way we said Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, wasn't going to appeal, and everybody was shocked. You know why? Because his name wasn't on the list.
Right. Right.
He wants to wipe his hands clean so his organization can make money.
Yep, of course.
So that's why he fired those guys.
Man.
Yeah, that's... it's amazing to me because I've said it as much many times on the show, but the hypocrisy that exists now by every other fan base.
That's what I hate. That's why it's like I love sports. Yeah. I avoid sports Twitter, sports, because it's like, man, enough. You're not Crips or Bloods. You aren't Sharks or Jets. Stop with this. Just if they win, great. If they lose, hey, you'll get them next year.
And people are treating sports like it's life or death, and it gets more intense right by the day, and it's way too serious.
And it's amazing. So I guarantee you he makes this poignant statement about it, and I guarantee you the first comment was some guy, LOL, your jump shot is trash, LOL. Yeah. You know, and it's like, okay, of course. Thanks for listening. Thanks for paying attention. Right. You know, yeah, that's, oh, God, mad.
Did you try to get to, I'm going to change subjects a little bit, but I was thinking about this. When the Kobe thing, when the Kobe tragedy happened,
yeah,
I know L.A. as a whole was crazy.
Stunned.
Did you try to get to the Coliseum or Staples Center or anything like that?
I knew it was going to be crazy, mm-hmm. and I felt a little, I was sad. I felt a little hypocritical going. So I've never been a Laker fan. You know what am I? You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just, it was still, and here's why, here's how I'll describe it, what happened, is most people, a lot of people move to Los Angeles because they have a dream, mm-hmm. right? They're chasing a dream in show business.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't realize is there are way more people who are born and raised in LA who could care less about being in show business. They're just blue collar, and their dream was Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe represent, they like most sports fans, I will come home from a long, hard day's work. I just want to see my team win. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Kobe was, that dream, because he did it. Right? And then we all thought when Shaq left, oh, they're toast. And then it was like, wow, like he did it again. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was, and I'll tell you, as a Maverick fan, when they were up, when the Mavs were up 3-0 the championship year,
yeah.
and Kobe said, call me crazy, I still think we can win this. I was terrified. I'm like, he's right. I'm like, oh God, he's going to do it. Like that, you know,
because I'm with you. I as a Rockets fan,
yeah.
I saw him rip our hearts out too many different times
to
where I hated him. But this hit so close to home. And then you hear Jerry West and a guy who's so dignified
just
and
bawling.
So classy, crying and saying, one guy with one name just completely resurrected and changed an entire city in LA. And I thought about that, taking a step further. There were two individuals with one name that meant the most in Los Angeles, God and Kobe.
Yeah,
and that was it.
Yeah. You talk to any Laker fan back then, even when everyone else knew the Lakers, and they're like, we still have Kobe, we have a chance. That was just... Yeah, it was, dude, and my girlfriend, she's from Michigan, but she grew up in, since high school, she's not a Laker fan, but she was almost crying. I was watching the news, I'm like, I was on my phone, I'm like, what? And I text her, I'm like, she was at the grocery, I'm like, honey, you're not gonna believe, I think Kobe Bryant just died in a helicopter crash. And she used to work right there, right near Calabasas.
Oh, really?
She worked like a few blocks away from the crash site at her old job. It was, I mean, she was like, oh my God. And then like you find out his daughter,
once you're a father
yeah.
and you see he goes down with his kids and the other kids that died that never had a chance to develop and grow and Travis. We appreciate Jerry being in the studio with us. We got a half hour to go on the show. 30 minutes on the clock. We'll come back, take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 right here, ESPN 97.5.
I heard it. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the show. We put 30 minutes on the clock and take you to 4 on The Usual Suspects on an F Yeah Friday. F for funny. And when we have the chance, instead of playing clips, to have the comedian in the studio, that's what we do. When he's a friend of the show like Jerry Rocha, we do it a little longer. So Jerry is hanging with
us
this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thank you all so much.
Always great to have you in, including our loyal honorary program director, El Jefe.
Oh, what did he say?
He tweeted the show. Oh, look, Jerry Roach is in, a.k.a. Joel's favorite comedian to do a show with.
Where's the lie?
Oh, man. I mean, wow. This is.
I just kind of
leave Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Yeah. I'm going to go to the other room.
Yeah, I'll leave that to the listeners. I just.
We tend to get awkward on this show sometimes. Yeah.
That's, but in a good way, Jerry, you're here.
I'm here.
It brings
I'm
you back for
it.
More.
I'm loving it. This is
so
great.
Is Joel.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but he's got a chub right
also,
now.
Also, but you can hear it.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
He is not the Houston Rockets. Also, he is not playing small ball, if you know what I mean. Huh?
What?
Who's no doing small it? Ball in those pants. The Capella is still in uniform for Joel.
Big man with a plan. Look out now. So you come to town, and the first thing that happens is the city, on the sunniest day of the month, floods.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A water main broke. Nick's favorite university, the university he graduated from, the University of Houston.
Are those the Cougars?
Yep.
Is that Akeem?
Yeah.
Old school, yeah. By Slamma Jamma days.
Yeah.
Nick was reporting it for us yesterday. It starts out as a tweet. The campus is closed because they don't have water. Then it turns out a good portion of the downtown area and surrounding areas don't have water. Now you have to boil the water up until tonight at the very earliest.
Oh, great.
And the shots yesterday, and Barry didn't, I don't think Barry even saw these. The shots yesterday, because of where the water main was near a highway, cars with people sitting on the rooftops because the entire cars were submerged.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and the thing that I thought was, I guess, humorous, but also offensive as all get out is, on the news, I saw them run a story that said, and by the way, if your car was flooded due to this, your insurance should cover it.
Why would that be?
I'm going after the city or whatever for the water main, and I'm going bigger and far.
You're thinking big here. They're going,
and if your house was damaged too, your insurance should cover that. Wow. Do you really think that everybody's going to do that? I'm going, no. I'm sure there are lawyers online.
Well, you're not,
are you all going you that the, got damaged stuff, talk to me.
Could you imagine the guy that broke it, how he feels?
First of all, he feels out of work.
Yeah.
You think?
Like, yeah.
Because they did that.
He's leaving that line out of his resume. He's just going to pretend he never worked for that company.
Do you remember the man-made flood of 2020? That happened at our house. They were digging a swell in our backyard and busted the water line, and it was a mess. And it's not a big – this is an 8-foot pipe.
Wow.
And
it was
that
nightmare.
Guy, like, but that company that was doing the digging got fined and all that and had to pay for the repairs.
Good.
So I imagine that the city contractor, boy.
Wow.
They're going to be out of business. Could you imagine,
though? I love the city. Just go, your insurance.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Everybody, news graphic says, your insurance should cover this.
I mean,
and the same thing. First of all, Nick, you with the water mains, you know how it goes, too. Whatever happens in your yard or on your house, they say if you don't get the extended insurance, because they did the same thing with me in Midtown, it's on you if something goes wrong, not on them. But then you say, like Barry said, the whole thing with the contractors. So that was a contractor with that pipe. The other thing was, before this, we make the news a month earlier because some plant has, with chemicals, blows something up and an entire neighborhood's houses get thrown off the foundations. Mm-hmm. They're crumbling all over the place. And everybody's like, your insurance should cover it.
Amazing, right? Like, just the buck passing is fascinating.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And now everybody knows Houston for the natural disasters that are just caused by absolutely
idiocy now. It's not even, this isn't even weather, this is just a moron. And if he's a longtime listener, I apologize, but
so
first time caller
Jerry. Yeah. I want to find out, who is your favorite player on the Dallas Renegades?
God,
it's a big matchup.
Are you into it at all?
No.
What?
I love their uniform. I love their logo.
Even though they took the old Oilers colors?
Yeah.
You're good with that? Jerks?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But y'all took the Dallas Texans name, so come on.
Well, technically KC did.
Yeah, no, the name Texans?
It. Yeah.
Y'all took that. So I mean
well, you weren't using
it was
that?
Available.
I know, but so were those colors.
No, because there was a thing that came out that said that a Houston-based franchise couldn't use those colors.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
Right. Now, I look, XFL, yay. You know what I mean? Like, if the Renegades do good, all right. I don't think I'm ever going to tune into one.
You've not watched one yet?
Visors aren't running off the shelf?
Right now, the Bob Stoops. That was the other thing. I was like, who's their coach? Like, Bob Stoops. Like, oh, great. So we'll open the season being the favorites, and then...
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I believe they were the favorites to win the XFL championship.
They were. Of course they were. And look, Bob, he did win one. And good for him. But he was also, Chris Winkie was like 52 when he was the quarterback that year.
Still drafted in the first round.
Were the Panthers who got him, I think?
I think you're right.
Chris Winkie, the 88-year-old. Yep. Chris Winkie was using Harvey Weinstein's walker to go play that game.
Break the huddle.
If they win, yeah, sure. But I'm not going to pretend to be like, I'm here since the beginning. You know, like, I won't be crying. Like, I won't be believing.
So you don't have any Renegade stickers on your car?
I would probably get like a hoodie because I like that. The outlaw face with the red eye.
I'm assuming you still have plenty of friends in Dallas. Anybody up there interested?
This is fun. Yeah, this is cool. You know, but again, it's if you tell them, hey, do you want to see the Mavs or Stars win a championship, or do you want to see the Renegades? See you later, Renegades. We'll take those.
As opposed to what we're talking about here is the fact with all the negativity across all the major sports teams, the breath of fresh air happens to be, XFL. Hey, if you're going to do the XFL, you might as well be the only undefeated team and have a quarterback and a receiver and a defense that are killing it.
Is that y'all, right?
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I like about the XFL is they got rid of Jesse Ventura as a commentator. Do you remember when he was... The most awkward... He was the first game that the He Hate Me game, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. And he was, I remember, like, I was like, are they already this desperate for Conte? He's like, you know, the NFL doesn't allow you to date cheerleaders. You can date cheerleaders in the XFL, Gorilla. And the little Gorilla Monsoon's dead. He's like, what? You know, but like, anyway, like, it was just like, why are you bringing this? I don't care. Like, oh, I'm going to watch now because they can bang a cheerleader. Like, oh, I'm in. Like, who cares? Like, I remember this is your selling point, buddy. This is what you're selling, is Jess.
What I love is that, to their credit, they learned from the first time and they're not as gimmicky. I mean, they still do some things differently,
right?
But it was way more gimmicky.
But ironically, you have Vince McMahon involved, right? But he's not trying to give that gimmicky.
The king of gimmicks. But there's varying extra points. Yes.
Three different versions. It's very cool.
Dude, I'm down with it. Because how exciting would that be?
We talked about it.
Yeah.
And NFL athletes doing that stuff?
We talked about the fact that this could be, they don't want it to be this way. But you could make it the G League, so to speak, of the NFL. But after the first year, the NFL's paying attention to the kickoffs. They're paying attention to the extra points. They're paying attention to ways to make the game more exciting, more interesting for the fan, and not take away or add time to the length of the game.
Yes.
And to their credit, the league has done some things and implemented some things that work.
It's fun. Like, I mean, again, how scared would you be if Mahomes lines up for a 3-point extra point? I'd be like, oh, great. You know, I'd be like, man.
Especially with the Texans defense. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, look at the shots again. Oh,
I'm not even a fan anymore.
You're seriously done until he's gone.
Yeah.
But when they fire him, you're back.
I'm back. Yeah.
But they have to get rid of him.
I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan for 4 weeks now.
Can't even call him the right name.
Chiefs.
He says Chiefs Nation. It's Chiefs Kingdom.
Whatever. You don't correct me. I'm the fan here. My team.
Well, so you have all the Dallas Texans stats memorized now. He's the greatest.
The long storied history of my favorite team.
Christian Okoye is your favorite running back of all time now.
Montana wasn't even great until he became a Chief.
Of course. That's when he really earned that title.
Marcus Allen, too.
Amazing.
Len Dawson with a heater in like the second Super Bowl. Yeah.
You got two trophies in your mantle.
It's good to be a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, man. You know? Andy Reid finally did it. Like, man, I don't know. Do you think they're gonna? You really think he's just untouchable, O'Brien?
Think about it. You think about everything that we just talked about from the standpoint of him yelling at a fan. He never gets disciplined, right? End of the season, you go out of your way to blow a 24-0 lead with a fake punt, with the things that he pulled. All right, and he never even becomes public. The Astros saved his ass to some degree, but the owner never talks to him there. Then he's allowed to fire the defensive reassign the defensive coordinator.
Right.
So there's your scapegoat for that. Now he's hired an offensive coordinator that's going to call plays. So he's got another layer of insulation there. He is Teflon.
Wow. Yeah. Are you worried you're looking at like a Marvin Lewis situation where you...
That's exactly what it's turning into.
9 years from now, you're like, are we going to get rid of him or
it's
what?
A great call. That's exactly what it's turning into. You've got, you know, mediocrity at best.
Right.
You know, you can say he had a 12-4 season, but he had a 4-12 season to match it.
Yes.
So, back-to-back. So, I mean, dude's literally a 500 coach. And he just... I said as much, and I don't know. I kind of feel like I would expect Cowboy fans at some point, and maybe you tell me, to get to the same way with Jerry, where it's like, as long as he's in charge, I'm not going to support this team.
Oh,
but it doesn't seem like Cowboy fans.
I got there in 94.
Oh, you
We've
did?
Been there. Oh, no. Look, a real doubt. They hate that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, who fires a coach after he wins you your second Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Now, I know Jimmy Johnson had that 5-year shelf life story, but still. You fire him? But
you're the guy responsible for firing Jimmy Johnson and Tom Landry.
So, I mean, Landry, I get, but it was...
But even
of,
then...
But yeah. I know. Jones, I do...
Move him to the front office and let him retire gracefully, right? If
yeah.
Tom Landry.
Right. Let give him have, a, give him some role. Like
VP of hats.
My buddy Eddie is a... I do a podcast with him called The Ramble. Shameless plug. But
no, do it.
He's
you got to plug your YouTube, too.
Oh, yeah. He's a diehard Washington fan.
Yeah.
And he's the same way. He's like, you and I are never going to celebrate, really, until Snyder and Jones are gone.
That's a fact.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're never going to really... best case scenario, they dumb luck their way into a trophy, but there's no way they sustain it. It never becomes a dynasty.
No.
You know what I mean? They might accidentally put together a team that wins one.
Dallas. I don't think the Redskins would ever
Redskins are so far behind Dallas.
Especially if they're not going to get Chase Young. That's crazy if they don't get Chase Young.
Yeah.
I hope they don't.
Stupid. That'd be the Redskins, though.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next, turn it over to the Blitz, and you guys will then be off on your merry way. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Jerry Rocha hanging out with us on an F Yeah Friday, F for Funny. He's a comedian like Barry. He's in town doing some comedy. So we had him back on the show. He's a friend of the show.
I love it here.
Great having
Come
you
on.
Here.
Love having
hanging
you.
Out.
Love it. Thank you. This is the best, man.
So we mentioned, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but if you've ever heard Zach Greinke speak, Zach Greinke is a different kind of dude.
Really?
Yeah, he just, he doesn't like the media, he doesn't like crowds. If you notice that when the Astros won the American League last year, he wasn't even on the field. He kind of hung out on the side. He found out this year for the first time that there was a clause that he didn't have to show up for the first week and a half of spring training. So he didn't.
Okay, I'm out.
And he goes, if I'd have known this sooner, I'd have done it every year.
Wow.
So he took the mound today, and as part of it, they asked him if he was working on some new pitches and what he wanted to get out of it.
Right.
This is what Zach sounds like.
Wise or usage or anything?
Not too much. Hoping to get the slider a little better. Felt pretty good today. But more importantly, don't want the other pitches to get worse.
Dusty said earlier today.
Forget what you're working on. More importantly, I just don't want the pitches I already got to get worse.
First of all, I'll tell you this. As an interview, this guy makes Kawhi Leonard look like Little Richard as far as energy. Like, you know what I mean? As far as, like, the energy, Kawhi Leonard may as well be Elvis dancing on Ed Sullivan.
That's it.
I mean, wow.
This is a guy whose ex-teammates have talked about the fact that in the offseason, he would go knock on the door, ask if he could borrow their dog to take the dog on a run, come back, say thanks, hand the leash back, and walk away.
Wow.
Just straight,
people like that fascinate me, right? You just want to know, like, and it just makes you realize there are some people that's what they're bred to do. Yeah. They were born for what they are.
Well, they say he's an incredible athlete. Like they're like,
they said
like he can dunk. He can
of
hoop.
Of course he can.
He plays golf barefooted, but they said he can still shoot in the 70s.
Right.
It's really? Just some people are people are just gifted that way. But when there's several articles out there now about ex-teammates telling stories and stuff, And also, like, a memory like a steel trap. Like, he'd sit there with a teammate and go, hey, what do you think your worst pitching performance was? And then the guy would say, so he goes, I think it's when I hit that lace that single off you, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, what? And then they go back and look, and they're like, oh, my God.
But, you know, I guarantee you his house is like De Niro's in Heat. Right, it's just like two plates, no furniture. You know what I mean? It's just this, it. Ready to bolt at any time.
Well, he's married, so at least she might have some influence on it. Yeah, but yeah, like, I mean,
pack it up and move on.
Yeah, like that's amazing. Wow, Mr. Excitement.
Yeah,
good old
and
yeah.
So Johnny Dynamite on the mic. That's what you got to dispel everybody on all the Astro stuff this year.
Right? Yeah.
You got Verlander, and then you got Greinke.
Let's get Greinke out of here. This guy, again, who makes Kawhi Leonard look like Ric Flair. Yeah. Let's get this guy out of here. Like, wow, man.
So what do you have going on in L.A.? What are you up to? I know you got a YouTube channel you're working on.
No,
right?
No, I'm like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. Just a gun in my mouth every night waiting to pull the trigger.
Not true.
Then I don't do it. And I'm like, eh. No, yeah, I just have I have a new YouTube thing. It's called Retro Rocha.
Okay.
Go look at it. Just my YouTube page. Just hit me at Jerry Rocha on YouTube. And it's a new thing I just started where I talk about old video games. So
you are an old video game connoisseur,
big time, yeah. And yeah. So I talk about some of the old games that I loved as a kid, and then some new ones, not new ones, but new to me that I just didn't even realize existed. You know that because I'm really getting into retro gaming. Because my girlfriend is enabling this. The Christmas that her mom got me the DNA kit, which, by the way, my girlfriend, love her to death. I don't think she's listening. She's probably at work. So she's like I said, 6'1", 6'2"-ish. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair, blue-eyed, gorgeous. Her family are all the same. I think they took the DNA test, like, how Mexican are we? You know what I mean? How much are we diluting the bloodline with this guy? Let's see, right? I think that's why they did it. They'll never admit to that because they're lovely people. I'm wondering.
They want to see what the grandbaby's going to be like for real.
Yeah, let's see. But that same Christmas, she got me this thing called an Analog Super NT, and this company called Analog, they're out of Seattle, they made this, and it's a device that's like, you know, that big, maybe the size of a Whataburger, and it plays old Super Nintendo games, but it ups it so it looks normal on a modern television.
Really?
And it is, so I'm like, I'm just whipping out all my old Super Nintendo game, and I've been going to, you know, the retro gaming swap meets and stores and just finding these games like, oh, I never knew this existed, you know? And then this past Christmas, she got me a green screen. She's just like, she's enabled. I can't, she's like, look, when you're not on the road, you're just playing video games. She's like, why don't you do like
a Nord? Should break it down.
Tell Nord to step up her game.
Yeah, Nord's not doing anything.
Not just the gaming chair. You're way beyond the gaming chair now. The stuff she's got to hook you up.
I'm not getting any of this love from her. Are you kidding me?
She needs to get you a specialized joystick.
This is the difference between how long have you and your girlfriend been together?
2 years.
Versus 22. That's the difference right here. Okay?
Yeah, so her mother, for this Christmas, oh my God. I opened up my presents. It was the Star Wars edition Bose noise canceling headphones.
Oh, nice.
The limited, like four Spider-Man figures. I'm like, I'm in heaven. A Wolverine toy. Wolverine pajamas. I'm like, they get me. They like, get me. Yeah. She got the same things for her 6-year-old grandson, by the way. So just FYI.
She just went to Toys R Us and knocked out you and the 6-year-old.
I got him and the grandkid.
That's outstanding. And so your girlfriend doesn't care that you're into the
she could
just loves you for who you are.
Yes, it's
that's perfect.
It's funny too because like she pretends like she's the model, all this. She's like, I'm not into any of this nerdy stuff. But then she's like, we're gonna go see Rise of Skywalker at midnight, right? Like, not into this. And then like
supermodel wants to nerd out.
Avengers Endgame. She's on the edge of her seat. I'm like, okay, I'm a nerd. Yeah, get out of here.
It's funny. Matthew Broussard, who's a comedian.
Oh, hell yeah. Matthew's a great guy.
Had a joke about taking his girlfriend back to his apartment, and he does claymation figurines.
Yes.
And
he's a big Pokemon guy, too.
Yeah, and he had to assure her he wasn't a serial killer. Because it's like, so was it the same? Like, if she went to, because I've been to your apartment. Yeah, I don't know if you moved since we did the podcast.
The tiny one.
Yeah.
The cell block I used to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got like a brand new.
Oh, look at you. Okay.
Well, not brand new for it. It's a really nice size one bedroom. And yeah, she gave me.
But when I walked in, it was like a figurine hall of fame.
Yes.
Like she wasn't freaked out by that when she met you?
She was like, I get it.
That's great.
I get it.
That's true love.
Yeah, true love. She could care less. That was great. Like, yeah, I mean, she's like, look, when we get a house, you're getting a room. You know what I mean? But for now, this is fine. But I'm like, I'm getting two rooms. I have seen all my stuff. Yeah. One is not
one for
be
video
enough.
Games. One yes. for the figurines. You action figures. The, whatever.
I love it all. They're yeah. figurines, toys, figures, dolls. Figures. None of it hurts my feelings.
The only disturbing thing is you got Wolverine pajamas
and a Spider-Man pajama top.
No. Not even the fact that they're Wolverine pajamas. It's that you're still wearing pajamas.
Oh, I only wear it when I'm playing video games at night.
I thought you were going to say when you're high.
Well, that
when
makes it better, well, Jerry.
Yeah.
And that makes it so much better. I only wear my footy pajamas
nobody sees
when I'm
me.
Playing.
Nobody sees me. That's
what
why.
What are we saying about fetishes?
I just do it in my own.
Bro, you should totally Twitch that.
I should.
You should totally
Twitch me in pajamas playing video.
Don't do
TikTok
that.
TikTok a dance?
I'm doing it.
Oh, like, this is great.
TikTok in the footies?
There it is. Perfect. Man. So, comedy, you're going to see the birth of this. I'll wear them tonight. Comedy Hub. No, yeah. I'll wear my Wolverine pajamas.
ComedyHubHTX.com for tickets. Thank Y'all go you. See Jared
Thank
Rocha.
You. And then check me out on YouTube, Retro Rocha, and my podcast, The Ramble. We talk sports. Usually it's a cowboy and a Redskin
it's
fan
a
going
very
at it.
Funny podcast.
Barry's been
I got
on
to
it.
Do
Joel,
one.
We got to get you on it, dude.
Well, you want to keep it funny.
Oh, come on.
No, he deserved that.
We got to talk that game at Lambeau, the Dez catch.
Ooh,
we talk
that's
that.
A good yeah. call.
We absolutely it. Should, and we've got time to do it because my favorite comedian was in for the show today. So always good to see a good dude.
Thank
my
you
favorite
guys.
Guy,
Appreciate
Jerry Rocha.
It.
Go see him this weekend. You guys have yourself a great one. Fred, AJ, Aaron, they're next. Have a great weekend. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you Monday right here on ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.